the mix. This is the life. Rock on or log on now. Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.
We say good morning, good morning, good morning. Sitaram namaste, salam alaikum, bandigi sahib, hallelujah and amen. Good morning to one, good morning to all. It's Sangeet. Yes, 106, this is us. The wake up show with the original 2999, who is feeling rejuvenated, amongst other things. And the Australian Big Daddy. Time for the trip down memory lane.
Good morning, everyone. We thank you, God, for life. And another day to be thankful for. I am alive. I am well. I am thankful for that. Big Daddy, yesterday. Yesterday, I began to nearly knock my down. It sounds really funny. Yes, it sounds funny now, but I don't know. Right here by the traffic lights coming out of the building, I was walking. I went to get some bread. Watch, minding my business, you know, this man, he almost hit me. And this man started to cuss me up.
Oh,
I am serious. And luckily, you know, a gentleman came to my rescue, and it was in another gentleman. He stopped his car and he put his windows in. He said, "Are you okay, ma'am? You know, how far are you going?" I said, "I'm going right here," but I was frightened. I had to cross the road by the library and then cross again. I was scared. I told you my stomach felt sick. He literally touched me. I mean, he almost pushed me down. Sorry.
I feel I know who it is. That's the one who is the resident of that particular corner.
It's not the resident.
The building?
It's a different one. But it was just scary though, because it was just scary. It was nice. So, and that was it. But otherwise, I'm here this morning. And of course, I was placed in Facebook jail. I've been locked out of my account for 24 hours. So you will not see any postings from me this morning. What I don't understand is I posted some statistics about, you know, child pornography and pedophilism, and apparently it was viewed as against community standards. And I'm saying to myself, so much racial posts about race and all these things, people cussing hands down on Facebook, and all they block me from my account because I am making people aware of this really nasty situation. There are at least 8 million children in the world that are missing. Apparently, child pornography is a real big business. It's underground. It's nasty. And there are babies who are born inside that ring that are given no birth certificates. And they, too, are groomed to be, you know, into this child pornography. And I said to myself, like, you know, that's like a whole secret kind of sick society that adults kind of have going on there. And I could never understand that. So because of that, I was banned from Facebook.
I think what it's going on is Facebook has its algorithms. I think we were having this discussion yesterday. Not only does it apply to music in a very strange way, because legitimate radio stations like Sangeet, you know, if we were to just go live and, you know, have that stream on Facebook and it picks up some of the music that is copyrighted or registered, it will flag you and warn you and then it will ban you, right? Despite you being an official radio station, regulated by boards and authorities, and the same with certain words. I think it picks up certain keywords, and certain words are more, I mean, I don't know how crazy it is, but more offensive in terms of what Facebook has put in their algorithms and what they put in their coding and however they do their stuff than other words. And it's not really always human beings, they're monitoring the situation. Sometimes you have to make an appeal, and then they say, all right, well, we can understand, and we'll let this go, and we will, you know, stop the ban. It's just a crazy thing. I think that they really need to, you know, sort themselves out, because they have been doing this to a lot of innocent people over the last couple of years, especially. And, you know, that kind of thing can't go on. Facebook needs to kind of, like, advance and find better methods and ways of doing things.
Well, until then, I'm in Facebook jail. I'm in Facebook jail for the next 10 or 9 hours or so until after 2 o'clock. So now I have to be, you know, very careful.
It's only one day.
Hello, I have been banned from doing a live for an entire month also. Not to say I usually do lives, but still. But anyway, so that's enough of my Facebook business this morning, right? So I am thankful this morning. However, I'm here this morning, Big Daddy. You asked me if I was okay. I'm here with a very, very heavy heart. Trinidad and Tobago, I love my country. I am a proud Trinbagonian. I'm a citizen of this precious, precious land of ours. And I'm taking a look at what it is has been going on since the election results, even before elections. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart as not only a Trinidadian, as a woman, but as a mother. And I look and I try to take a peep or think about, you know, what my children are going to face in the coming years. It is irritating my spirit this morning, Big Daddy. You have seen it. Everybody has seen it. The racial and the racist comments flying across Facebook. Maybe by a couple of people, but it has gone so far now that we have seen, and we will take a look at our news headlines. But why is it necessary, though? Why do we feel we need to come out against each other with all these derogatory comments and people saying things about each other and calling each other names? This is how, because, this, you know, is where we reach. Why are we letting politics divide us? And I'm calling this morning on the prime minister or the opposition leader or somebody in authority to come out and calm the people, because we need to hear something. Because I feel as if we're going on a real dark and dangerous road. This is 2020. We still have this sick mentality that I seen comments like, go back to India and all the Calcutta ship, and on the other side calling people cockroaches and all kind of thing. I mean, like, oh gom, all your come carnival is fete after fete. We hugging up, we drinking from the same cup. I didn't grow up like this, you know. Our neighbors were of a different ethnicity. We would go by them, we would eat from their pot, we would play with them. We saw no color race. We would walk to school and from home and school, all of us probably drinking from the same soft drink. We stopped by the same standpipe. We drank from the same cup. We ate from the same plates. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, this is 2020 and we still have this mentality. We're still pushing this mentality. What we are teaching our children? What are we teaching our children? It sickens me this morning, and I felt really, really sad. I said, God, are you really a Trini? You really, Trini? I mean, we are humans until race disconnects us, religion separates us, politics divides us, and wealth classifies us. Why? Why are we allowing this to happen to us too?
Well, the strange thing is that, you know, we, throughout the years, you know, would say we are a rainbow country and we are this and we that and we together and we unified and, you know, at some points, I think that we try to fool ourselves, the majority of the population, because there are so many individuals out there that have no bearing on you know, what happens in the race talk at all, want to take themselves out of it completely. Like any time, as you just said, for you and for me, when I hear about it, I just want to leave that conversation completely. But a lot of us bury what we have inside for the sake of, I don't know, some sort of eternal peace, or I don't know what it is. And then when people are really pushed for whatever reason, you know, elections is a very big reason, it comes out and we actually see the natural tendency to attack another race, and we see what's in some people's hearts despite what they may tell you throughout the year or for many years until something actually triggers it off. And that is something we need to really address in this country, because I've sensed that we bottled a lot of emotions over the years, and we only, you know, put out that talk, rainbow country, and you know, we live as a wonderful democracy and blah 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 blah. And many, many individuals are holding this within their hearts and just waiting to explode at the right time. And that is not a sign of a country that has developed mentally and, you know, emotionally in terms of where we should be. You know, we always, again, talk. And I realized a long time ago, a lot of people just, you know, they try to be as diplomatic as possible and try to, you know, not confront their true emotions. And we need a conversation, serious conversation about this.
I don't know. I felt really sorry. It really, really, it's disturbing to think this is where we are. This is where we reach, as you rightly said, you know, a rainbow country. What? Then we present ourselves as modern people. We try to think modern, and then we are stuck in this old rut where we still think along racial lines. I was to the point yesterday, Big Daddy, I'm telling you. I stopped at an establishment yesterday and I felt uncomfortable to the point I'm starting to think, I wonder if people looking at me and saying, I wonder if she racial, boy, I wonder if she racist. I tell it, dude, that is how strong my paranoia was. I know a few mm-hmm. people looking at me and saying, I wonder if she's racist, boy. I wonder if she thinks like the others or people like her. And I'm thinking, way, boy, my mind is running away with me because I'm so affected by this. It is crazy. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we want to talk about this morning, Big Daddy.
All right. Mm-hmm. Your Guardian newspaper headlines on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
All right.
Let's get to
it. Let's get to it. Big Daddy, your background music is a little too loud in my head this morning. Taking a look at the Guardian this morning, it is $3. Pick up a copy today. Race, Bacchanal, Ramsaran's dairy products under fire. Family members, Facebook rant sparks outrage. Hello apology brings no relief. Six companies pull products from shelves. Supermarkets body call for boycott. It is no secret what it is this story entails, Big Daddy. It's been all over social media. My thing is, I personally feel we are running high on our emotions. We are letting our emotions cloud our good judgment. By no means, I will never endorse this young lady's statement. I'm giving her full wrong for the statements that she made. However, I am just thinking along the line, the domino effect, that this is what is going to take place. So we have companies pulling products from the shelf. We are also in a state where we're seeing, you know, the economy is in trouble. Jobs are on the breadline and people losing jobs. People got families to feed. What happens when these companies start pulling products from the shelves and the company comes now and turn to their employees and say, listen, we are taking a hit. Because of this, we have to downscale our operations. We may even have to close our business. I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure they got a lot of employees in that company because Ramsaran has been around, what, 70 years around that time?
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Yep.
So 70 years of this business going down the drain because of one or two nonsensical racist comments by a family member. And you have now, if you have workers on the breadline, how is shutting down the company, pulling their products from the line, stopping racism? I don't mind that they want to make an example of her, fire her, which she comes out and apologize, but because of her racist comments now, and because of this online petition that 10,000 people signed, out of 1.3 how much? Million people in this country. Now, operations are facing, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble.
Well, I think what it is that every time you see somebody high up in the management circle say something like this in any company, they always think that this is what the culture of the organization is. And they feel that, you know, as a population, maybe they should come down hard. And I kind of agree to an extent, maybe make an example for a little bit. I know that the individual apologized as is expected. We don't know if it's sincere or not. And I think the company also distanced itself from that individual.
Exactly.
But it's going to take a little time before, you know, the wider population accepts, you know, the apology and also, you know, the stance of the company. They're going to really have to dig in and hope that, you know, this doesn't take too long to resolve, because I'm sure that everybody in the company doesn't think that way. And, you know, even if that individual was along those lines, we have no idea if that's been bubbling for a while,
right?
If it's something that's really seriously on, you know, her mind, and or is it just something that brought it out?
Well, the company has distanced themselves. They made a statement yesterday, you know, apologizing. You know, they said it's with a heavy heart that the Ramsaran Dairy Products family addresses below the recent damaging and offensive comments posted on social by a close family member of the owners of the organization. So they apologized. But the thing is, removing the products from the shelf, is that going to stop the racist mentality in this country? Are we just going to get up and say, well, you know, boy, that happened to these people, same thing. If she weren't the daughter of a businessman or a business mogul with a product on the shelves, it would have just been another comment on Facebook. Because I have seen her comments, and I have seen people with other comments, and we're okay with that. We'll go back and forth with this person. Are we cool with that? Yesterday was brought to light that a worker from the Ministry of Works said some very derogatory things. Is she now going to show up to work and it's going to be business as usual? Is her boss going to pull her for the supervisor and say, well, because of those comments, we have to fire you? Because you're racist, it does not represent what the company represents. This is a ministry. Just Trinidad and Tobago, you need to go home. Are they going to do that?
Well, there's so many individuals that made statements over the last couple of months, few months, and you know, even prior to that, we've had people, you know, in a position of authority making very crude and crass statements. And nothing has happened. It's just been, well, okay, business as usual. So we really have to stop being hypocritical and double standard because we need to apply the same across the board. If not, we should not pick and choose because of how much a certain situation is highlighted in the public. That's real nonsense.
You know, we're so quick to react with certain things, but to come together, if we put out a petition for people to come together in unity for a day of prayer, to show up in the Savannah or something like that, how much people you think are going to come out with a placard saying, stand against racism, stop racism? We don't stand up for things in this country. I mean, I don't endorse her behavior, but I'm just thinking long term in terms of the trickling effect it's going to have on people if this company decides to close down. Ramsran fires family member over racist rant. Product boycott launch. A racist Facebook comment about the outcome of Monday's general election has led to a series of repercussions and a boycott for local food manufacturer Ramsran's dairy products. The post by Nyla Ramsran, daughter of the company's owner, Jeffrey Ramsran, sparked outrage online and brought floods of angry responses from members of the public. This backlash in turn prompted several supermarket chains to pull their products from shelves and a call for a boycott from the Supermarket Association of Trinidad and Tobago. In a post on the outcome of election on Monday, she said, I hope Rowley starts putting contraceptives in their water supply, yes, because these cockroaches keep populating and the only thing they know is how to do is vote. End of quote. She apologized, claiming the post in response to years of racial discrimination and criminal acts against myself and my family in the last few years. However, the damage had already been done. In a statement yesterday afternoon, Massey Stores was one of the first supermarket chains to respond with action. It said, as a responsible retailer, it makes every effort to align with partners who hold similar values. We have listened to our customers, have taken the decision to remove Ramsran products from our shelves at this time and temporarily suspend ordering of this product, the company said. All right, of course, the article goes on. Several representatives from Massey Stores, Extra Foods, Westby's, Passards, JTA, and others came out and, you know, they gave the reason as to why they want to pull the product off their shelves. So basically that's it. The company itself came out and issued an apology. She issued an apology. They fired her on top of that. So now we just see where this goes. What do you think the outcome is going to be, though? Are they going to rebrand? Are they going to come back with a launch, a new product, a new face under maybe a different name? And not only the people who are working there, Big Daddy, what about the dairy farmers? What about the fruit vendors? Like, if they do a pineapple drink or the soursop, people who are supplying them, it's like a whole entire industry just in chaos right now. Yeah, it is a domino effect.
But the thing is, it's going to be very difficult to rebrand a name like Ramsran because it's such a strong name in the industry and amongst consumers. So I'm sure that there's a list from a couple of the associations, like the Supermarkets Association and one or two others. They've said that there's a list of criteria that the company has to meet before they could put them back on the shelves. So I don't know exactly what it is, what that list entails, but I'm sure there's a particular time period as well, a time frame, and then maybe everything can get back to some sort of normalcy.
I don't see that, I don't see that happening at all. I really don't. That company is just, I don't know. I don't, you know, it just goes to show again, Big Daddy, what we've been trying to talk about all the time. Careful what you post, you know, stuff like that. Could be very damaging.
Careful what you post.
Yeah, it is. But that's the thing. My post wasn't even anything. Wasn't even along racial lines. I thought I was doing not good by making people aware, but apparently I was not. CMO forecasts another COVID-19 spike. Please take note of that. Tobago records sixth COVID case. PNM won popular vote in Monday's election. UNC pushing dangerous narratives with recounts. Rowley considered not running in general election. All right, so family wants justice for attack on Venezuelan teen. Imagine that. That's where we country come to
now.
Did
you see that story yesterday?
I saw the story. I'm also...
Family's like...
Is it a...
Distraught, totally distraught.
Is the... Did she win some sort of...
She's an actual
Is she a model or something?
Catwalk model.
Ah, there we go.
And she's also one of those models that is going into the advertising world.
Mm.
So she wants to be a brand ambassador for certain products,
right,
as well. And I think she was getting that in the advertising world here in Trinidad. She was now getting into it.
Oh, man.
And she was trained as, Venezuela, they have their academies to train you for various...
Like Miss World and Miss University.
But I think in her particular, I could be somewhat off, but I think in her particular town, she was being trained along those lines as well to be one of the,
candidate to... right. She's real pretty, though, eh? She gorgeous, boy. I ain't gonna lie. She real gorgeous. Yeah, she could be a Venezuelan Katrina. Who knows? She could be a Katarina. Not a Katrina. She could be a Katarina.
Or like Teresa.
Oh, yeah. Teresa, gorgeous too. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, no, the family saying that she was not raped. I don't know. That's what they were saying. They say she fought back and that is why she was stabbed. I don't know if it's just maybe to, The family said Flores was not raped. She came to Trinidad looking for a better life. She was talented. She had so much promise. All she does to assist her parents. She does not deserve this. The uncle is saying, we want justice. He said she had so much promise and hope. She came and hope she can recover swiftly to get back her life and she can recover from this incident. She was just not a food vendor in South, but she was an upcoming budding local model on the local Trinidad and Tobago modeling scene. Venezuelan activist and managing director said to the Guardian, on behalf of the family, we want to say they are calling for justice and they appreciate totally the efforts of the police, the TTPS, because we are involved, we are trying their best, and we're still here as a civil society to support you and stand to help in whatever. So once I saw someone's Facebook post saying that it was a bit of a jealousy because she won some sort of contest and, it was a kind of revenge kind of scene. And I said, oh God, boy, that's so disgusting, if it is true. And the whole situation is disgusting to begin with. Oh God, all the people them come here to make a living, leave the people them alone now. Oh God, man. That's
I have a lot to say about it, but I'm on the radio, so I can't say what I want to say.
Big Daddy, that's it for our headlines. Let's take a quick look at a sports decision day. TTFA versus FIFA. TNT set for CONCACAF draw. Great race to provide live stream. That's still going on. Cameroon, TNT should become ICC member. Root has dilemmas as England goes for the win. And Atletico catching all the breaks in Champions League. So, there we go. It's a wrap for the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian.
This tomorrow.
Morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me hear about tomorrow.
Messi.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right.
I just had to say that.
Yeah, just had to say that. All right.
Right. So let's get into the music.
Yes, it's B2B. Oh, God, I can't wait. We have a Mel Jahaji. Bye. Om Shanti. Oh, we have.
This is the life. Lock on or log on now. Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.
Yeah, was it from Januar, I believe? It's 1999, right?
Look what you asking me, no.
I believe that was Akshay Kumar and Karisma Kapoor. Now because of that, I'm racking my brain to try to get the whole scenario in my head. I'm like thinking, I need to go find that movie now. It's irking me. Oh my God.
Well, sometimes, I would say in my case, most of the times, I would recognize certain songs and say, yeah, it's from a certain movie, but there are certain songs out there that it would be hard for a DJ, because how we kind of load them up is artist song kind of thing. And sometimes it's a little difficult. So I apologize if I cannot recognize the Bollywood movie that it came from.
I remember yes.
You have all the knowledge since you are 29.99.
Really? Can we just get a breakfast break, please? I'm hungry.
All right, very good. So let's get to it. Let's see. What do I have here for you guys? All right. No, this is something a little strange, not in terms of yuck or gross or anything like that. This is for the people who indulge in their beverages, like on a Friday night, Saturday night, especially over the weekend. Not those that do it during the week. But it's called Hangover Fried Rice. Hangover fried rice. So if you want to say hangover fried rice, you could say that too, right? It is... all right, let me start with the ingredients. Where the ingredients gone? All right, cool. It has bacon in it, onions, rice, of course, eggs, and soy sauce. Right? And if you want, you could add a couple other ingredients. You know, they're telling you you could add some more sausage, and you could add, you know, if you particularly like a couple of those vegetables that they have in the Chinese restaurants, the bamboo shoots and some of the others, you could add those as well. But the basic ingredients, right, bacon, onion, rice, eggs, and soy sauce. And they say it's a very good meal to have in terms of, like, when you're trying to get over the hangover.
For breakfast.
The next day, and you're feeling... Yeah, it's a breakfast rice that, you know, normally you don't consider having rice that in the morning. But this one is high in protein, and, you know, with the bacon and the eggs. And it has the carbs because of the rice, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice blend of the carbs and the proteins. And it's good to get you out of that state, out of that mode that you're in with the hangover. Especially for those who have the hangovers and just really don't know what to eat. Something like that with that kind of mix. Even though it's simple, it kind of like rejuvenates you and takes you out of that whole hangover state. So I'm going by what they're saying because... apparently, these people are the experts.
Well, thank God that ain't gonna be me. Never had a hangover in my life, so thank God. I ain't gonna be eating no hangover rice. You know, just saying.
Never in your life?
Never had a hangover. Don't know what it's like to be drunk. So, I'm not apologizing for that. I've never reached that state. Never. I have seen people like that, and I tell myself up front and say, I don't want to be like that. I'd be vomiting all over the place, people holding up here, can't they? I've never been like that.
All righty then. So can we pop out the question?
Yeah, pop out the question.
All right.
It's time for the Wake Up Show question of the morning. Question of the morning.
Right, since we're in the back to basics mode, it's only right that we pop out a question like this today. So tell us, if you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why? All right, if you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why? We want to know why. Why? All right. You have anybody that pops into your head?
Well, at first I thought it was going to be my Adja because, you know, I've had so many wonderful childhood memories, you know, growing up and just going by him and sitting in here and all these wonderful stories. But then I changed my mind and said it would be my children's Adja because I felt that he was gone too soon and they didn't get to enjoy him the way I would have enjoyed my grandparents. You know, so I would bring him back just for them because I want them to enjoy what I enjoyed growing up as a child. So he died when they were pretty young. And my first daughter was very, very close to him. She was just about probably 4 around there. But she was so affected. The thing is, when he died, Big Daddy, she didn't cry. She didn't show any emotions because she was only 4, right? And then one day, she was in one room and she just started to just bawl along the place, literally. And I ran. I thought something happened to her. I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, I don't have an Adja anymore. My Adja died. So it's like, it kind of like hit her. The trauma just kind of finally hit her at the age of 4. And I was like, all I could do was just hold on. And it's like, I was taken aback because in a situation like that, I didn't know how to react. Because I thought, you know, okay, well, she's small and children don't understand death. But apparently, it probably was building up inside of her. So because of that, and because of, I know he's such a wonderful person, excellent grandparent, father. And I always tell people, you know, my father-in-law back then, I was blessed with 2 fathers and he was one of them. So because of that whole experience with him being with his grandchildren and nurturing them and loving them, for their sake, I would want them to experience that. So he's the person that I would probably want to bring back for them.
All right, cool, very nice. Well, in my case, it would be my parents, actually, because they also, you know, passed away at a stage where my kids were my dad passed away when I didn't have any kids. It was quite a while ago. And my mom just a few years ago, but, you know, my kids were small and they as well got an opportunity to be with her for just for you know a few years. But to me, of course, we would always look at it and say, well, you know, it wasn't enough, but you know, at times you know, we question why it is, you know, Lord, why you take away this one or that one or whoever it is. But we should never really question too much. But if we were given the opportunity, for me, it would be my parents.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay. All right. So, So feel free to start, you know, WhatsApping those messages at 343-1061. Good morning to you. Let's see who's with us this morning. Somebody was up early. Yes, thank you all so much for the lovely picture messages. You all don't attach names to them sometimes, but we do receive them with so much love. Thank you so much. Good morning going out to you, Joey. I like that little Elmo, even though he irritates the hell out of me sometimes. Thank you so much. Good morning to Chandrika Baru. Have a good day. I think Sesame Street ruined it for me when they brought Elmo's World out. Elmo's World. If you know how that used to irritate my spirit, I'm telling you. He was cute at that point. He was cute at that point.
Kids around now.
We play all the Sesame Street songs and clips.
But one day we'll dedicate a whole session to Sesame Street. A whole session.
Aww.
Because Sesame Street back in our days is nothing like Sesame Street now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a whole different thing.
Because they still want to bring it, you know, they want to make everything, they're trying to include like so much into it. So like they have an autism puppet now, and now they want to bring a transgender, you know, they want to teach children.
That's fine.
I have no problem with that, but
it's just
like
how
so,
you deliver.
Right. And then like so many characters to keep up with it. Like, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Winston
from it's just the ease of delivery.
Yeah.
How we had it back in the you know, the 80s and 90s.
Everything is so modern now. Winston from South Carolina says, my father is definitely the person I like to bring back. My daughter is getting married next, and he loves and so fond of her and her success. So wonderful. Congratulations to your daughter, Winston, and I totally feel how you feel about that. So I get that. Have a good day, buddy.
Right.
So, some music.
Mm-hmm. Taking us straight to the top.
Yeah, let me big up my boy, Sweet Tuna, my lover. Morning, Sweet Tuna, Pes, Bachakarans, Luxing family, everybody. You love Nav, you like Big Daddy, you love me. So,
right, so
big up
you
yourself.
Don't need to call again. No call us
Big
again.
Daddy, behave. Why you so? Huh.
Big Daddy and Rashmi with you inside the Wake Up Show on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Good to have you in our company this morning as we take you all the way till 9 o'clock. This is the Wake Up Show. It is B2B all day long. All your favorites B2B songs. Of course, mm-hmm. within the genres, of course. Just to say that. Just make sure.
Please stop asking for dancehall.
Your gal dancehall. Don't worry. A girl dance all in the mix. Good morning, Big Daddy and Rash, Suzanne. And she's answering the question, by the way. She says, it will definitely be my husband for myself and my children, but at least for my granddaughter, which he never got to see. My daughter was 7 months pregnant with her. Aw, Suze, good morning, hon.
Yeah.
Have a go. And beautiful sunrise, by the way.
This is the life. Lock on or log on now. Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.
All right, so it's time for, as you said, either you don't know or you don't know. And I've got a couple of interesting either you don't know or you don't know for you today. So, are you a peach lover? Do you like to eat peach?
Peach? Peaches. I'm not a lover of it, but I don't really dislike it. So, somewhere in between.
All right. Well, ladies, I am sure all the peaches are probably going to be sold out today when you hear that. Did you know that eating peaches reduces acne, dark circles around the eyes, and wrinkles? Hello? So, try it.
What?
Either you don't know or you don't know. So, I was only wondering, why is it we do have peaches as a main ingredient in all these active cosmetics, too? So, eating peaches reduces acne, dark circles around the eyes, and wrinkles, all right? And this is even more interesting. For those of you who like to drink a lot of apple juice, well, guess what? You drink tons, that's not how they put it there. Drink tons of apple juice before you go to bed. A chemical compound in the juice will help you to have vivid, awesome dreams.
Okay.
I'm willing to try if it means I'm going to win the lotto. All right. Do you also know?
You feel like a lady yesterday.
In ancient Greece, tossing an apple to a girl was a traditional proposal of marriage. Catching it meant that she accepted. So I guess if it dropped on the ground, boodoop, sorry, that means no. That means no. And four, do you know that there's a term called strawberry generation?
I think I may have heard that term.
All right, so if you're born after 1981, you are part of the Strawberry Generation. Strawberry Generation is a Chinese term for anyone who's born after 1981, named after strawberries, because strawberries bruise easily. They cannot withstand social pressure or work hard like their parents' generation. So,
oh God,
if you're from the strawberry, according to Melanie, strawberry. If you're from the strawberry, strawberry. You're from the strawberry generation. So,
mm-hmm. So basically, they're just
The Sophie. Yeah.
Throwing them under the bus, basically.
Basically, yeah. So,
right.
Anyone born after 1981, because you'll bruise easily, you cannot withstand social pressure or work hard like your parents' generation. So, are you part of this? Oh my God, that means I will be part of that because I'm 29.99. But I didn't come from. I didn't come from that batch of strawberries, though. So that was either you don't know or you don't know, but now you know. And as I said, a lot of peaches are going to be sold today, so vendors, you can thank me later, you know, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's your push for the fruits and the vegetables and the mm-hmm. the natural ital stuff.
Yeah, and if you're probably out and about and your pressure seems to be going up this morning, well, strawberries are very good in potassium and magnesium content, both which are very effective in lowering high blood pressure caused by sodium. So if your salt intake a little too much, grab some strawberries. Maybe that might be, you know, close to you to grab.
All right, very nice.
So there we go. So
useful information.
Yeah, there we go. Lots of useful info. Either you don't know or you don't know right here on Sangeet 1061. So Big Daddy, I just want to run the question by us once again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tell us, people, if you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why? So somebody that close to you. We're not really looking at, you know, like some great person in history and in time and, in, you know, one of the greats of yesteryear. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody close to you, somebody within your circle. If you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why?
Well, this is interesting take. Good morning, Rash and Big Daddy. This is Karen. And she said, I know my answer may sound a bit strange, but it is definitely my dog, Chow. We loved her so very much. She was a patong. She died. Someone bounced on the road. But she was part of our family. She would sit and wait at the gate for us to come home. And she was just one of those creatures or animals, if you want to call it like that. She was so beloved to us. And we miss her dearly. So that is... She's not a person, but it's a family member. All right, so we'll take that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, Ciao. Lots of wonderful memories. Good morning, Rash and Big Daddy. Shout out to my hussy, Chris, getting ready for work. We've got Steffi, Tiffany, Vishala, Josiah, Molly, and my grandkids, Sophia and Aidan, Vashti from Londonville. Good morning going out to you. So, Somebody says Ocala County in Florida passing legislation to ban mask wearing. Now, that is very interesting. That is very interesting.
I have another word for that.
Well, you can't say it, eh?
It's called dotish.
So, well, that word, okay.
Dotish.
Kamala Harris, yes, she's been in the news making the rounds since yesterday, I believe. She's the running mate for Biden.
For Joe Biden, yeah.
Yeah.
And I always thought that she was...
She'd be excellent.
Almost there, ready for presidency to an extent, not fully. But I think the vice president role for her is just like fitting, like perfect.
Mm-hmm. I know that even started to make the rounds here on WhatsApp because they were saying she's from like Caribbean heritage, at least her parents. Mm-hmm. I think Jamaica.
Indian mother. From India and Africa. Dad from Jamaica.
Right,
down
yeah.
the yard.
And of course, you know, I think there's also been said that she came in for a lot of racial discrimination also. Mm-hmm. I think women's group are saying, no, we're standing by her. But I think that's probably, you know, obvious. So.
She gives off an aura, like a real, real nice mummy kind of aura.
I like her. She's very so attractive. Pleasant. Nice facial features also. Mm-hmm. And she's a Libra, so all I know she's a damn good woman. Just saying.
Really?
What?
Wop, wop, wop.
Morning, Foss. Foss says, you know what? Eating more peach from today. I ain't no peach so good.
Rub it up on your face.
Or anything. Rub it anywhere. Once you get it, whatever. Good to go. Morning, Sylvie. Morning, Saeed. Let's get some music on the go. It's 7:41. Couple more messages coming up for you in a bit. And I think Winston from South Carolina says she's very smart and educated. I just told you all, she's a Libra. She must be. She must be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Libra sister. I mean, come on. We know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get it. Come now with a little pinch of dance hall. I promise you, I'm moving so.
All that mixes are dance hall.
Yeah, but like, I mean, come now. We're just pretending we didn't hear that, so somehow.
You want me to get a phone call?
Okay, Nadia. And I know I'm batting for my girl, Nadia, this morning.
Big Daddy, can you call me after?
Big Daddy, it's in the mix, so we're good to go. All right, let's get back to the music. We'll take some calls in a bit.
Big Daddy and Rashmi with you inside the Wake Up Show on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Right, so welcome to the third hour of the Wake Up Show. Sangeet 106, this is us. It's all about B2B. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Big Daddy, B2B. I got you. So... Papers Man, good morning. I hope you had a wonderful birthday yesterday as we get inside our final hour here of the Wake Up Show. So, Brenda, yep. Big up yourself. You're on Papers Man. And somebody just sent me a message.
Papers Man is a superstar.
If. Somebody sent me a message, if. That's all I got. If. If what?
If what?
If, I don't know. Maybe they didn't complete the sentence yet. All right. So, inside our final hour, it's, as Big Daddy said, B2B, back to basics. If you are new to the show, well, B2B, on a Thursday, we just take you back old school mixes and just old school music from way back when. Mm-hmm. Not the strawberry generation. So yeah, that's part of the strawberry generation. But yeah, a little 10 years on, you know, a little 10 years on, a little older than 10 years, but just around that category. Let me tell you that you can paint like a pro. Don't skip the primer. Priming is the first step to ensuring you won't waste time and money. When you use a Penta primer before you paint, your projects will last a lot longer. Be sure to read your label carefully before you paint. This tip brought to you by Penta. And it's time for us to get into our Corona conversation, the latest on the coronavirus pandemic. Big Daddy, I believe here in Trinidad, we are up to how much? 326, I believe.
I think so, unless it was updated very late. I think it's 326 for
yeah,
sure.
326 positive, well, cases recorded. All right. Discharge 139. So you minus that from the 326. Eight deaths, tests submitted 12,122. Global positive cases recorded 20,786,855. Global death toll just over 751,000. Deaths. All right, so let's see what's making the news. The CDC director warned Americans to follow recommended coronavirus measures or risk the worst fall in U.S. public health history. President Trump claimed that the federal government will provide up to 125 million masks to school districts around the United States. The U.S. is far by the worst affected country by the pandemic, with nearly 5.2 million cases and at least 166,000 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins University. New Zealand identified 13 new community cases as the country tackles a fresh outbreak that ended more than 100 days without any locally transmitted infections. That's a kind of like a reflection of us here in Trinidad and Tobago. That's exactly what's going on here.
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm, somewhat. So let's see. The novel coronavirus has infected more than 20 million people worldwide. It has caused more than 749,000 deaths. Cases surge across Europe. COVID-19 rates are up in Spain, Germany, Greece, and France as European governments juggle reopening with containing outbreaks. Indian man who stood beside Modi tests positive. Nitya Gopal Das, the head of the Ram Janmabhoomi Trust, tested positive for coronavirus Thursday. He stood directly next to the Indian leader, Narendra Modi, at an event on August 5th. So they're keeping a close eye on him. I could possibly imagine that much. Now something else, huh? Mexico approaches 500,000 cases. The country has also recorded 54,666 deaths, in the third highest death toll globally. Hong Kong tries to contain a third wave. The city reported 69 new cases Thursday, 65 of which were locally transmitted. Study says 13% of Londoners have antibodies. Key workers and healthcare employees were most likely to have previously had COVID-19, according to a new research. China says imported chicken wings tested positive. The wings were imported from Brazil and the coronavirus was detected on a surface sample. No! Hmm? I was scared. Yeah. Like, what? Chicken wings? Yeah. From Brazil? Wait, China? Imported from Brazil? Chicken wings?
What's going on here? How does that happen in that way?
I don't know, but I'm thinking if it could happen to chicken wings, what if it's like on vegetables too, though? Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me not strike panic among people, but we'll probably get some detail in that story in a bit. So, as I mentioned, cases are surging in Europe. And how many waves does this thing have? Like, apparently up to, like, multiple? Spain has recorded one of the highest increases in coronavirus in cases in Europe, with 100.4 cases per 100,000 people recorded over the last 14 days. It's Aragon region that has been particularly hit hard by the resurgence. France recorded its biggest spike in cases since officials eased its pandemic lockdown. Germany's new daily infection tally score above 1,000 again on Wednesday. And Greece registered its highest daily increase of COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began on Wednesday with 262 new cases. All right, and we saw the news about Mexico. A new anti-obesity COVID-19 campaign is a nightmare for eating disorder sufferers. Chinese officials say imported chicken wings tested positive for COVID-19. Now, a sample of frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil has tested positive for the virus. As the southern Chinese city authorities say Thursday, the latest in a series of reports of contaminated imported food products. The coronavirus was detected Wednesday on a surface sample taken from a batch of chicken wings during a screening of imported frozen food in the Longgang district. The municipal government said in a statement officials didn't name the brand. The health authorities immediately traced and tested people who might have come in contact with the product, and the results came back negative. All related products in stock have been sealed off and tested negative, the statement said. Authorities are now tracing related products from the same brand that have already been sold and have disinfected the area where the contaminated chicken wings were stored. I'm paranoid already. Again, Hong Kong reports 69 new cases as officials attempt to contain the third wave. Philippines begin clinical trials of Russian vaccine in October. I think yesterday, Big Daddy, we saw that the president decided to, you know, order a whole batch from them in news. The Philippines plan to begin critical trials for a Russian coronavirus vaccine later this year, according to the state. On Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the approval of a vaccine developed, claiming it as the world's first. Phase 3 clinical trials will take place in Philippines from October 2020 to March 2021. Wow. The same time as they are held in Russia, presidential spokesperson said the trials will be held after a vaccine expert panel conducts a review of the results of clinical trials for the phase 1 and 2 in September. All right. So, at the age of coronavirus, these new Seoul bus shelters refuse entry to anyone with a fever. New Zealand was acclaimed a world leader in handling a coronavirus, but now it's dealing with a fresh outbreak. U.S. health advisors troubled by the change of how hospitals report COVID-19 data. More than 800 million children aren't able to wash their hands at school, WHO and UNICEF report. U.S. at war with COVID-19 and Americans must pull together for the country, CDC director says. That's basically wrapping up our coronavirus update on news source, the CNN. Uh-huh.
All right, very nice. Well, not nice, but very nice that you could actually throw it out for the people and them, those that, you know, want the stats. They have family and friends all over, and they want to know what's going on when everything is opened, you know, opened up, or everything is back to normal, we should say. You know, you'll have to have a lot of knowledge and information as to where we're going, and you know, the rate of infection, and, you know, everything else that's happening. So this COVID wrap up, this COVID bubble, actually gives us a lot of information. Of course, when things do open up,
you know, one of our listeners are saying that poultry from Brazil is not allowed in Canada, but okay in the US and other countries. Well, I guess they have that standard of, you know, when it comes to allowing what's to be used.
So Canada doesn't.
No, they ain't taking nothing from Brazil. They probably know why. You know.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's probably long before coronavirus. So there we go. If you're looking at statistics, at least for 16 days consecutively, the U.S. has seen at least 1,000 cases per day for 16 days in a row. So that is very, very scary. Very scary.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we have 26 yesterday, right?
Gosh. I believe it was 26. 26 and so far from 100, no? Can you imagine if those numbers start to just get real crazy? That is just madness. Right.
They are getting crazy for Trinidad and Tobago. Remember our population.
Yeah,
and,
well,
you know,
26 is plenty. Yeah, it's true. You're right. Yeah.
So people, again and again and again and again, we have to do it like how we just loop the music, got to loop the information. Wear a mask. Stop being a...
You know, it's right? Sometimes it's hard. It's a hard pill or a bitter pill for me to swallow to think that we are so upset when kids don't follow instructions, but you see these hard-back men and women just walking around and they don't care and they're not listening. And you have to be with them, like, be with a big stick and, like, put on your mask, put on your mask. Mm-hmm. Why is that necessary, though?
Because our society is such. Mm-hmm. We just really don't care about nothing. Once it don't affect us personally, we don't care. And everything that is of a priority is to do with entertainment and liming and partying and fetting and taking a little drink and that's it.
Everything but theater, bet your bottom dollar. Any fed that says dress in black or dress in white, or if you come by the gate, you can't get entry. You must wear that white. So why it is, this is your health. Wear your damn mask. Go gum.
Your mask, stay away from people. Don't go and try and investigate their clothing and try and look for specks of whatever. You know, right up, squeeze up, squeeze up. We don't want that. Stay 6 feet apart. All right? And sanitize. Walk with your sanitizers. Even the hand wipes with the sanitizer liquid as well. You could, you know, work with other products that are also used for sanitizing. And there's so many different things that you could use and so many different things that you need to do. And you ain't doing it. And we keep saying it over and over. Please, try your best.
Yeah, and don't try to argue with the security at the front. At the end of it all, you may jump out of your vehicle and tell yourself, already sanitized in my car. You go to, but I just put on sanitizer. They don't want to know that because they didn't see. They're making sure they're doing their job, so you do yours. Right? If they insist that you take some more hand sanitizer, no problem. Just take it and go away peacefully. Don't argue with the security guard. You understand? I think that's...
Argue is one thing, eh? You know. I see people cussing, you know, like multiple occasions. People cussing because they have to adhere to these policies and these protocols. Cussing people, you know, I'm like, really? Where are you living?
Hmm. I feel if you're not prepared to follow the build protocol, stay home. And that's it. Just stay home. No one away. Stay home. All right. So I know we want to take some of your calls. So this morning, our question, Big Daddy, want to share it with us?
All right. So our question, let me give it to you exactly how it is. All right. All right. Where's the question again? Where'd it go, boy?
Hey, my boy, sweet. We're giving up this morning, boy.
All right. Cool. What?
Nothing.
Where's it?
Nothing.
All right, people. So tell us if you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, not just any person in the world, some worldly figure out there. No. If you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why? All right? So if you could bring back one person in your life who is no longer with you, who would that person be and why? All right? So let us know. 19 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a few more before we lock and leave and get ready for Senor. I hope today he answers the caller.
Well, you see, you notice me saying nothing, eh? Good.
Yeah. Well, let me hope today is the day he say, well, you know, I ain't hear nothing. I ain't hear no prompts. I ain't hear no message.
I think that would have been obvious, eh? So I was disappointed last week. So I said, you know what? Let me stay calm today.
All right. So this one... I mean, it shouldn't really be funny, but it is funny, right? Only in TNT. Now, let me give people a little synopsis, those that don't know. We have a pitch lake in Trinidad and Tobago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people know, but some people still don't know. The pitch lake is the largest natural deposit of asphalt in the world, estimated to contain 10 million tons. It is located in Labrie in southwest Trinidad, or as they would say outside of Trinidad, Labrea. That's the real pronunciation, mm-hmm. but we say Labrie. All right, it is within the Siparia Regional Corporation. The lake covers about 100 acres and is reported to be 250 feet deep. Very popular for tourists. There's a small museum. You can take a tour with the tour guides. You can walk across certain parts of the lake, blah, blah, blah. Most of us know this, some of us don't. And some people actually in the world outside of Trinidad consider it like the eighth wonder of the world, mm-hmm. right? All of this, and we have the worst roads in the entire world. Only in TNT could we have the eighth wonder of the world, the largest deposit of asphalt in the world, estimated to contain 10 million tons, and step out of your house, step out on the road, step out on the block, on the corner, go on the highway and all, you get pothole on the highway. Only in Trinidad and Tobago. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you know there's a pitch lake in Moruga? Do you know that?
I heard that there's a small one. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, so that even makes it worse.
That makes it almost doubly worse.
Yeah, right, but you're correct. Only in TNT.
You feel anywhere in the world, they would have something like a pitch lake and have their roads deplorable. Never.
I always boast every Caribbean island that I've been to and have never experienced bad roads. Even in Jamaica, I'm so impressed with these people's highways. It is not funny. Smooth? Wow, real nice.
And you know the thing is, right? Right outside where I am, like a block from me, Wasakim, they say, hey, this road looking nice and smooth, time to mash it up.
They destroy
the road right next to like a sort of major road in our area, right? And the hole was approximately 3 to 4 feet deep, and they left it just like that. And the neighbor, far down neighbor, he had to actually do his own kind of
patch up.
I wouldn't even say patch up, because the amount of material that he had to put inside of there, and then it started to go down again. He was like, I just fed up, let me just leave this just so, because it's like, it's the road, it's not even like the pavement, so it's like, it's a lot of material and a lot of work needs to go into it, and he get fed up, he get frustrated. Wasa just come, dig up the road, usual thing, usual story, just leave it, sad.
Mad scene.
Very sad.
All right. So I have three only quick messages to get into Big Daddy. That was your only in TNT. Are we going to take some calls
We can try.
Yeah, we can try. All right. Let's take some calls and see, how it's all going.
You know, lobster and crab and...
Oh, God. I can't promise you that. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good today. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I want to say hello.
Right.
The Batak and us.
Right.
I want to say hello to Rashmi. You know what the question you asked? So, what you can bring back in your world? Let me give you an answer for that. I love Naf. I love Big Rich still, Roy. But right. I'm an extra, I love him. But I love Ashley. Listen now. I want to say to Lena. And I want to ask you one thing, please. I like a woman, right?
Oh, God.
No, I like she.
Don't say nothing all the time, eh?
But no,
if you do,
I'm
cutting you off.
No, listen, I love she, I like she, right?
Love
but
she,
but I bring
like
she back. Let me tell you what form. She have on a blue dress with a thing tied in the back. And she has long hair to her shoulder. And she's having a problem thing with some flowers in front, and the background have a kind of red thing, and she have a stage, and she's talking to a mic. But she have a thing, a bow tie in the back, but she have a blue dress coming right on to she's foot. And she had long hair to her shoulder.
Right.
And she was amazing, but she alive, but I mean she alive, because when I did wrong, she laughed. So that's the woman who's talking to me now.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Really and truly. What are you saying?
I hear you.
And the number is some 336 something, right? I love she still. But you're the best. More lady and female. We love you. That's your mom bring back in the world.
All right.
Make you laugh.
Thank you, then. All right. Thanks.
Like, dude, Like, what are you saying, dude?
That's kind of freaky because he just described my profile picture on my WhatsApp. I was like, what the hell?
I am speechless.
You and I.
I am dumbfounded.
Okay, then. Are you the person who have been constantly calling me video call and I refuse to take your call? I don't know. Maybe it is. Good morning, you know, caller.
Hello. Pleasant good morning.
Qatar.
Good morning, Intra.
How are you?
We're good, hon. We're good.
Well, I'm in work here. I popped in by your mom this morning.
Right.
I could see there's hardworking people just as my parents. Yeah, and I collected the Heineken. So I might have a Heineken lime.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just want to big up my mom and dad out there in Rich Road. My brother Forth, my brother Biddy, my sister-in-law Kamala. Not forgetting my beautiful daughter out there in DB. I'm a two awesome grandkids, Kyle and Stefan. And my beautiful son-in-law, beauty in all different way.
Right.
And I want to big up Sherry. I want to big up Love You. I want to big up my old fire stick, Jet Lee. I saw him this morning. He and his son, Zachary. Yes, he has a son. So I saw him this morning there. Good morning, Jettos. I want to big up my husband too, from Rio Claro. I big up to him. And I want to say I have been observing something here. Like this COVID not around.
This COVID not around?
When
okay.
You know, it seems like it's not around for some people because many places you go and people is without a mask. Don't talk about the bars. When you're driving by the bars full, the yard full, nobody wearing masks.
All right.
I can't understand that too. I mean, to say 300 and counting and people not wearing masks. It's
all
like
right.
Madness here in Trinidad.
I hear Indra, I have some ads to get into. I may not have enough time to call
you
call time. Thanks for calling. Alright, have a good one.
Okay,
bye. 6230106. I'm going to probably take one more. If not, I'm going to get into a song and we're just going to get straight to our phone line. Alright, good morning.
Good morning, Miss King. How are you?
I'm good, Mrs. Sukdev. How are you this morning?
I'm going to be this morning when I'm a brother. I'll come and give my visit.
Nice to hear that.
If I bring back anything, you see my mom?
Right.
Yeah, it's 9 months in my back, you know?
Nice.
Oh, but yesterday, I think I was right, I listened to her on the bag, you know? Yesterday, I was on the bag, And I get on my hand, I'm going to sleep.
Nice.
That's the killer, I saw, like, you
know? I hear you.
It's a celebrity, you know?
Nice, man. Good. I'm glad to hear that, Mr. Sukdev. Chip. All right, Mr. Sukdev. Well, I pressed for time this morning, so I have to go. Bye. All right, Big Daddy. So you're just going to give me one song, Big Daddy, and I have just enough time to take our final batch of messages.
All right, no problem. It's the wake-up show just before we get to the tune. Big up, let me see, Carl is locked on right here in Trinidad, and big up his brother as well in Florida, G1. So big up to G1 and Carl. And again, big up to Sharon and Sintra and Davindra is locked on as well, and the entire crew. All right, so we're just about 4.5 minutes, I believe, before the top. Time to lock and leave, because we have the one and only Senor coming up in a short while.
Yes, Senor is here already.
He has done the needy.
He has done the needful, of course. My nostrils have been infiltrated right now, smelling the pepper. I'm a mouth all drivelly. So, somebody wanted to hear Yusuf Khan. That's a request. Okay, some whoever sent A back to you. Somebody says, hello, Susie in Toronto, morning rush. Mr. Pesaf, so much I love. He had a dream. Somebody say back. Somebody said the dude who called is just boat. One weird fella boy. It's him who calling me. I'm telling you, I want to know who gave him a phone number. Wait, it's me and Senor here when we done. Watch him sit down there playing all innocent. Did he give me mama number, you know? Just give the mom a number. I'll deal with him. All right, so.
So on that note. Let's say thanks.
Let's see Mr. Sigobin here coming and see doubles all over, you know.
Backing us up, the love, dedication, affection, Pyarish, Mohabbat, everything else. Love all about like family. Mm-hmm. And of course, the man above, God Almighty, putting us in these seats to educate, inform, and entertain. Without him, nothing at all is possible. Senor Nav is going to boss up the place, mash up the place, and light the fire, mm-hmm. and kill bad.
I would just want to remind you, Trinidad and Tobago, if you love TNT like we love TNT, then let's save TNT from this dreaded COVID-19 pandemic. The biggest challenge we're experiencing are persons not wearing their mask. An urgent appeal, please, to citizens, please let us put on our mask in the taxi, on the street, the bar, restaurant, grocery, at the workplace. This is no joking matter, Trinidad and Tobago. Only we can save ourselves and our beloved country. So if you love TNT like we do, then let's save TNT together. Big Daddy, have a good one. Catch you tomorrow.
You too.
Bye,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Take care.
This is The Life. Lock on or log on now. Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.